Live and statewide, you're listening to the Texas Standard. Well, here's a headline we haven't seen in a while. Houston Astros are division champs. They clinched the American League West over the weekend, winning their first division title in 16 years. But they didn't get there without a little pain. Here to tell us more, Hunter Atkins. He is an enterprise sports reporter for the Houston Chronicle. He covers the Stros. Hunter, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is the first division title for the Astros in 16 years and the product of some very lean years in Houston. How'd the Astros go about building this team?
They purposefully lost for several seasons, also known as tanking, where they had three consecutive 100-loss years, which at the time was controversial, and now it's become kitschy and savvy in any sport to lose as many games as possible so that you can affordably draft the best talent. And then after that, a lot of credit goes to their development system. And now leading to this season, it's the culmination because they added these excellent veteran free agents in, you know, Josh Reddick and Brian McCann.
Well, what you're doing is you're painting this picture of a team, a real bona fide team. But I have to say, when you describe these years and years of losing, I think a lot of people sort of hear that as excuses for building a team. That's not a real strategy. You go through these.
It is a strategy. No, of course it is. It's not an excuse. They had really bad players at the major league level, and the fastest way and most affordable way to get really good players is through the draft. And the only way to get really good draft picks is to lose a crap load of games.
You know, the losing strategy, and forgive me for pushing back a little bit more here, but there's a reason a lot of teams don't do that, right? I mean, you lose how many hundred and some odd games? How many games do they lose?
Well, how about the money? You lose money.
Absolutely.
Typically you lose money at the gate, which they did, and which is why it takes a lot of gumption from an owner like Jim Crane or in the other sports. You know, again, this is not just baseball. This is a prevalent strategy now. So it takes a lot of gumption to say, okay, we're going to lose for a long time. You're going to lose money. The fans are not going to like you. However, that is the quickest way to turn it around. You have to, accepting losing in all realms, not just games, is really brave. You have to be comfortable being hated.
I don't have to tell you, Houston's been through a lot these past few weeks. How has the Astros' success, or has it, affected the mood there?
There's this fine line between what is a genuine sense of inspiration through sports when any community is hit hard by something.
Right.
You know, it's hard to define what is genuine and what is cliched. I mean, sports always seems to be tied into a central issue of a community. I grew up in New York City, and post 9/11, the Yankees and Mets were like everything for that city.
Right.
And now for Harvey, the Astros continually tout their commitment to, you know, helping the community, which is great. And they've donated a lot of goods. Jim Crane put up a lot of money. At the same time, I don't want to be too sanctimonious and say that baseball right now really is a panacea of sorts for the destruction of Harvey. That would be a bit too far.
I mean, maybe this speaks to the kind of baseball town that Houston is. I mean, in New York, of course, the Yankees and the Mets, you got that in your blood somehow or another. I wonder if maybe there's something about the fact that Houston isn't fundamentally kind of that baseball town.
Oh, I agree. I mean, the Texans, there probably was much more emotion for the Texans opener and J.J. Watt's singular inspiration than anything the Astros have done. I totally agree. You know, the football is always going to reign supreme in Texas and especially in Houston.
Well, it's a lot of fun for Texans. You don't have to be a Houstonian or anything like that. Just to watch the success of the Astros right now. First division title for the Stros in 16 years. Talking with us about it is Hunter Atkins. He's a sports enterprise reporter for the Houston Chronicle, who actually covers the Astros. Hunter, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me.